Blog Talk Radio.
You're on the Coffee Girl.
Cream City Classica. Tonight we have GPA and Cotton for part two. They're coming back to Cream City to Poetry Slam us. The number to the show is 1713-955-0635. Stay tuned.
I'm GPA to Poet. I'm GPA to Poet. I'm so.
Sometimes the soft-spoken poet.
No, the art.
He is a hard-working, poet-grinding, and book-selling go-getter type of man. The ladies refer to him as the most electrifying man in poetry. GPA has written books such as The Book of 24 Orgasms, Revenge of the Orgasm, The Poetic Unsub, and The Confessional Heart of a Man. GPA Media recently released their first anthology, Night's Playground Nocturnal Naughtiness. As GPA, next release will be March 2015, titled Warmest Winter. You can find GPA books and CDs at www.iblowyourmind.net. Also is Cotton, the soft-spoken poet. She has written books such as He's Beautiful to Me, Strong in My Woman, and The Love Letter, Sweet Mangoes, and her new release book, 10 Reasons Why Black Men Stop Dating Black Women. Cotton has participated in her first anthology, Night's Playground, Nocturnal Naughtiness, which she came up with the title, designed the cover, and contributed her writing. Night's Playground is a GPA Media Incorporated presentation. Cotton, the soft-spoken poet. She does marketing and promotion for GPA Media. She is a queen, and she is more than a triple threat. First, she is a writer. Second, an author. Third, a performer. And then, she is a businesswoman, and her voice alone will leave you hypnotized.
Yes, yes, yes. It's Teresa Ray Butler, and tonight in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, we have a few flurries, little drizzle. The number to the show is 1713-955-0635. We are waiting for Cotton and GPA to call in for part two to the show. We had them on last week, and GPA was telling us about how he doing some acting on the hit show Empire. Yes, that's right. He said he's doing a role as a bouncer. And I, for one, was really, really blown away by that because I didn't know that he did that, you know. I already knew that he was the greatest poet alive, true enough. But acting, that part I did not know. Now, what we have for GPA and Cotton, one of the things is tonight they are scheduled to perform a featured show at Cafe Ballou in Chicago, Illinois. That's 6:30 p.m. tonight. There's going to be some music involved. They have a song called, or maybe it's GPA. He has a song called See You Again. And let's see, information on that. See You Again, The Warmest Winter. It might be a poetry thing, though, with music. I'm gathering that might be what it is. And then there's another selection called Snowy Day. And one called 10 Minutes. And although we have access to that, I wasn't sure if we had permission to play that, so we didn't have it on cue. But the press says this month, March 2014, the Indie Collaborations was recognized by Small Business Trend Center's magazine with a spotlight article in their small business section focused on the latest addition to the anthology series Kits and Tales, a romantic collection. Small Business Trend Center chose to honor the Indie Collaboration for their unique mission of banding together talented international independent authors and offering a new model for showcasing the works of authors who might otherwise be overlooked in a glutted book market. And that was from Christina Blasen and Christina's book blog. So tonight, February 20th at 6:30 p.m., Chicago, Illinois area, be sure to look for GPA, Greatest Poet Alive, at Cafe Ballou. Again, number to the show is... Q. What is that? Is that a caller? No. Sorry. Number to the show is 1-713-955-0635.
He is a hard-working, poet-grinding, and book-selling go-getter type of man. The ladies refer to him as the most electrifying man in poetry. GPA has written books such as The Book of 24 Orgasms, Revenge of the Orgasm, The Poetic Unsub, and The Confessional Heart of a Man. GPA Media recently released their first anthology, Night's Playground Nocturnal Naughtiness. As GPA, next release will be March 2015, titled Warmest Winter. You can find GPA books and CDs at www.iblowyourmind.net. Also is Cotton, the soft-spoken poet. She has written books such as He's Beautiful to Me, Strong in My Woman, and The Love Letter, Sweet Mangoes, and her new release book, 10 Reasons Why Black Men Stop Dating Black Women. Cotton has participated in her first anthology, Night's Playground, Nocturnal Naughtiness, which she came up with the title, designed the cover, and contributed her writing. Night's Playground is a GPA Media Incorporated presentation. Cotton, the soft-spoken poet. She does marketing and promotion for GPA Media. She is a queen, and she is more than a triple threat. First, she is a writer. Second, an author. Third, a performer. And then, she is a businesswoman, and her voice alone will leave you hypnotized.
Well, 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 I hope that everything's okay, because we live in Wisconsin, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and Chicago is right next door. Now, we've had a change in the weather, so I hope everything's okay with GPA and Cotton tonight. I'm not even sure if they're in the same city when they're calling in, but I know the weather is hazardous, so that's very unlike them to not call in when they're scheduled for a show. I am not sure what number to use, but we're trying to call one or the other from numbers from last time, and that's not working either. Well, anyway, I guess I'm the host, so I'll just do a little rambling on for a few more minutes, and then if they don't call in, we'll have to cancel the show. So I just wanted you guys to know that poetry is one of my loves. It really is. Now, I'm not really a spitter, you know what I'm saying? I don't really do it, but I love to hear it. There is a great person here in Milwaukee. Well, two great people I would like to give some love to, even though this might be a really short show, and sometimes that happens. It wouldn't be the first time. But there is a person by the name of Nikki Jansen, and she goes by the name of Darling Nikki, and her sidekick sometimes, and her name is Spitfire. But those two ladies right there, I just wanted to give them some love and light on the set while we still have the airlines open. You talking about some fire poetry this way in the Midwest on the Milwaukee side of town? Yes, y'all need to check them out when y'all get a chance. We had a show here. It was called Poetry Unplugged, and it was operated, I believe, by Kwame Antoine Nixon, but I'm not sure if the show is still running anymore. I haven't been able to make it since I've been working for the TV station over at MPTV, but yes, tear the house down every time. From my understanding, those days were everything. And I'm pretty sure GPA showed up and showed out a couple times. You know, showed up and showed out. I have to ask him about that when I talk to him again, because either way it goes, I like to know, what happened to y'all tonight? Like, not one person, but both of them are not on the line tonight. Not on the line. But the lines are up for about, I want to say 3 or 4 more minutes, and then we're going to shut them down. But, yes, if y'all had a chance to check out the show last week, we were chopping it up with GPA and Cotton, and they did a piece or two, but GPA was also telling us about his many faces outside of poetry, and your girl didn't know anything about it, so I was sitting up there with egg on my face, like, what is you talking about? Because I thought he was, like, joking or something. You know, because it wasn't just that, but there was, like, this jacked-up, strange, like, echo last week. It was just making him sound like the Wizard of Oz. So every time he would, you know, like, GPA is so talented. So, like, he'll say things with, like, all this emotion behind his words and everything. So he was talking, and it was just like, whoa. So it's like, what? And he was saying it, and I thought that was like a part of everything else that was going on. And I was like, are you for real? You're an actor on Empire? Like, check you out on Empire. So I didn't know. You know, I was trying to get it together. But this week was about really having them come to the center stage again on Creep City and perform their infamous duo pieces. They have a couple of duo pieces that they do that are so fly. Oh my God. So we were hoping to get them on the air to do a tag team back and forth again, but I don't think it's going to happen tonight. We're about to shut the lines down, and I don't know. I don't want to speak too soon, but I definitely want you guys as listeners to check them out. They are definitely all that. Well, 15 minutes has gone by. No one has called in. The technical rules of the show is that we have to shut it down. So, having said that, let's put some prayers of love and light around them and pray that they're fine and nothing's wrong. You know, just maybe somebody forgot, or maybe a flat tire, if anything. But it's enough room for us all to shine on Cream City Classica. Cream City Classica is the home of the $5 ad, $5 ad, so whatever it is you do, rap, sing, dance, it doesn't matter. We are here for you. Yes, and you can utilize our services outside of the show. You can use them on the show, but that's part of what we do. So I'm Teresa Ray Butler. We're going to shut this down. GPA Cotton, they will probably be back in the future, I'm sure. I would like to just say that and claim it. Well, that's the end of the show. All right, bye. Don't you just love nights like this? I wish raindrops will fall instead of damn snow.
GPA to pull in guns up.
I'm Cotton, the soft-spoken poet.
No, the art of love.
He is a hard-working, poet-grinding, and book-selling go-getter type of man. The ladies refer to him as the most electrifying man in poetry. GPA has written books such as The Book of 24 Orgasms, Revenge of the Orgasm, The Poetic Unsub, and The Confessional Heart of a Man. GPA Media recently released their first anthology, Night's Playground Nocturnal Naughtiness. As GPA, next release will be March 2015, titled Warmest Winter. You can find GPA books and CDs at www.iblowyourmind.net. Also is Cotton, the soft-spoken poet. She has written books such as He's Beautiful to Me, Strong in My Woman, and The Love Letter, Sweet Mangoes, and her new release book, 10 Reasons Why Black Men Stop Dating Black Women. Cotton has participated in her first anthology, Night's Playground, Nocturnal Naughtiness, which she came up with the title, designed the cover, and contributed her writing. Night's Playground is a GPA Media Incorporated presentation. Cotton, the soft-spoken poet. She does marketing and promotion for GPA Media. She is a queen, and she is more than a triple threat. First, she is a writer. Second, an author. Third, a performer. And then, she is a businesswoman, and her voice alone will leave you hypnotized.